I don't know if you follow Little League, but the World Series usually takes place in the summertime. And there was a young boy who wanted his team to get to the World Series, so he prayed sincerely. He said, "Lord, boy, do we need your help, or a good pitcher." In our own life, this is one of the quandaries of being a Christian. When has God given you everything you need to do the job? Like I often tell little children, don't ask the Lord to tie your shoes if you can bend over and tie them yourself. Do the job yourself. And when is it that we need the Lord's inspiration, his help? And the saints used to say, they work in concert with one another. Because sometimes we have the skills and the resources to get something done, but we lack the initiative, the enthusiasm, the goodwill. Or maybe we can't even see that we have what we need. So there's an old phrase that used to go like this: work as if everything depended on you, and pray as if everything depends upon God. That's good wisdom. Because maybe in this life, we can't always figure out exactly what God does and what I do. But we sure can work hard to attain it. People don't read the Bible, they don't go to church, they don't pray, they don't believe, and I says, "Well, I guess God is dead." Well, no. You should hold up your end of the relationship. It's like having a conversation and the other person saying nothing back. "Oh, but I was hurt. The nuns used a ruler to hit my hands." Did you ever notice that when people get hurt, whether physically or emotionally in a bar, they always return? It's only in church where someone looked at me the wrong way. They were paying too much attention to my shoes. I can't go back there. I'm so hurt. Well, you know, toughen up a little bit. Be tough on yourself. Be tough on what you're doing. There was once one of the great distance runners in American history, Steve Prefontaine, at the University of Oregon. In my younger days, he was one of my idols in distance running. And he used to encourage his teammates by saying, "No matter how much you want to win, someone else wants it more. No matter how much you practice, somebody else is going to practice more. No matter how much you want and desire it, someone is going to want and desire it more. I am that somebody." Nike put out a statue of only one person, and that's Steve Prefontaine, one of the greatest long-distance runners in American history. Because of his desire, he was a little guy, about 5'7½" or so, but because of his desire to train and participate, that he encouraged others to be their best. In the spiritual life, never think it is different. Laziness and waiting for something to happen is not a way to develop a relationship with God or your husband or your wife or anybody. People who don't want to try in a relationship will sooner or later end up with themselves. So comedians used to joke, the trouble with church is that you and I are in it. Well, you and I should be better, and trying hard and working at it means that God doesn't want lazy people or to baby us. He wants us to participate with mind, body, and soul and say, let's take this seriously and let's try to get God either to give us a new team or a good pitcher. But we'll pray as if everything depended upon God and work as if everything depended on us. Slava Iisusu Hristu! Amen.